Okay, Chavez Amin Aleph, another page. V'had the Rabbi with Rabbi Ila Tanoihi. This Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Ila is a Machlokes Tanoim, really, Gemara says. So we have Machlokes that's just refresh our memories. The Mishnah said in Chaf Amin Beis that by Truma you're allowed to be Tevel Kalim instead of Kalim, and by Kurdish not. The Gemara had two explanations of what the problem is. Rabbi Ila said because the weight of the kli, of the inner kli, makes it sit on the bottom kli, the outer kli, and therefore it acts as a chatzitza. Rava said that it's because of a gzera. The gzera is that a person may come to be tovel, machtim betzinoros, very small items, instead of a kli, which the opening is not large enough, and the size, which is large enough to be considered that the water inside the kli and the water inside the mikvah are contiguous, is the size of Shafaris Hanod, which is two etzbos, which are able to move, the size of two etzbos, which are able to move freely. So these two explanations are Machlokes Tanoim, Tanya. Now the Mor said, what's the difference between the two of them? One more thing. The Mor said, what would be the logical difference between Rabba's explanation and Rabbi Ila's explanation? The Mor says, there's certain types of kelim with the derech is that they don't come with small openings. So these type of kelim which do not come with small openings, they're totally divorced from that type of realm. So the gzera of Rabba would not apply. But on the other hand, the problem of the weight and the chatzitza would still be applicable. And that's the case of Sal and Gargusni, that according to Rabba, Sal and Gargusni would be fine, and according to Rabbi Ila's pshat, Sal and Gargusni would not be acceptable. So Mora says, well, we have Machlokes Tanoim by Sal and Gargusni, the Tanya Sal and Gargusni. Sal and Gargusni were types of large kelim, they had holes in them, and they were large kelim. Shemilon kelim. You took your salinger gusni, filled them up with other kelim, mitvilon, and you table them, bein the kodesh, bein the shuma, taharin. Whether the Tanakhama says that works for kodesh also, so that's going to be like Rava, the salinger gusni work for kodesh. Abashol Emer, the shuma, Abel of the Kurdish. Abishol says, no, it works for Chumba, but not for Kurdish. And the verse says, if it works for Chumba, not for Kurdish, that's like Rabbi Ilo, but the problem is the weight, and this Chashash, by the way, they're only Chashash for it by Chumba, by Kurdish, and not by Chumba. Okay, the verse says, Ihochi Chumba Nami. The Mor wants to understand that but these chashashes, the chashash of the extra weight, the weight acting as blocking it, or the, according to Rabba, the concern you might come to be tovel in a keli which is too small. So why are these only concerns for Kurdish and not concerns for Chuma? Chuma Nami. So Chuma should be the same thing. So Morris says, Leman Kerminer, who are we talking to? Our mission is talking to the Chaverim, people which are Chaverim. Chaverim meaning they've accepted in Bezdin, the halachas is keeping careful with all the halachas of Tum and Tahara. He's been tested, and he's makbid to do that. He's not going to do that even for Chulin. So these are the people, as opposed to Namoritz, who has not accepted that, which we assume is not necessarily familiar with all these halachas. So Chaverim made the Yadi. So Chaverim are careful, and they know not to be tovel the Kli inside of the Kli, and they know not to make the Gezera that you might come to be tovel this type of Kli to that type of Kli, they're not worried about. They won't do that. Namoritz says, okay, fine, Yehochi Kodesh Nami, Chazile. Kodesh Nami, Yehochi Kodesh Nami. So by Kurdish also, what are you worried about? You're talking to a chaver, and a chaver knows to keep these aloha, how to be careful, to do it properly. Gemara says, because Chazir Le'am Oritz, also Matvil, because you'll see the big rabbi doing it, and so the Amoritz who's not familiar will say, well, the rabbi can put a kli inside of a kli, it's a great idea. So I'm going to do the same thing. Well, the rabbi does it in such a way that the weight, he picks it up while it's inside, or he only uses kli ken, which are very light, or whatever he does, he switches it around, it shouldn't move around, but the Amoritz doesn't pick up all of that, and he's going to make a mistake. Suppose it's back to square one. So if we're worried about that for Kurdish, why aren't we worried about that for Truma? So Truma Nami Chazile Amoritz Vazel Matvil. So the Amoritz will see the Talmud Chacham do it by Truma and end up with the same thing. So Morris says, Lemekamlina Minayu, that if an Amoritz would do this for Truma, wouldn't bother us, because anyway, we don't trust the Amoratzim in how they process Truma, so we assume that Truma is Tumah anyway. So if he's going to go see that the rabbi is tabling this type of Kalim for Truma, he won't assume that, and he does it himself, he does assume, and he assumes he can do it, and he does it. He'll end up with Truma, which is really, the feel is not good, and the keli is tamei, and the truma is tamei. Well, we assume the truma by our words is tamei anyway. The word says, well, so Kurdish nami loden the kabbam minayo. So why? Whereas by Kurdish we do accept from the amoritz, and therefore. We have to be careful how we do it, because Amoritz might see, well, the rabbi is doing it for Kurdish, I can do it for Kurdish also, and he won't do it properly. Amoritz says, so why do we accept Kurdish from them? So my answer is because Havali Eva, if we wouldn't, there would be develop a hatred. The rabbi brings things for Kurdish, for Tzibes and Mikdash, and we accept them. By me, they say no. He'll be resentful. So the Morse Chumanami Havali Eva. I can't process my Chuma. So he'll be upset. The more answers, Leith will say it doesn't bother him so much, because Ozil Yoyble the Kayan Hamoritz. Chavre. He'll give it to another Amoritz. The Kayan is an Amoritz also. Whereas in the Kohanim, the Vedan basically make this only work of Eru. And if you would not allow the Amoratzim to present their Kurdish in the Beis Hamikdash, where are they supposed to go? They don't have another option, right? So either they're going to go build their own bomb, Rashi says, because they were afraid that they're going to go make their own Mizbeach, which that's not really such a good idea. So what you're left with is they have no option. So, whereas by Truma they have an option, so they'll say, okay, this rabbi is stuck up, he doesn't like me, I'll go to a different kohen. Okay, so it won't create the same type of resentment. Umantana the chayish leiva, who is a tana who takes Eva into consideration? Rashi points out that the talk about there is a shita which argues on this svar and says we do not accept from an Amoritz Bekadosh also. Where do you see that?
I don't understand. So then, how do we
reconcile the Mishnah then, according to the other Tana?
I mean, we're concerned that, so what's he going to do with this Kodesh?
I don't know.
That's
so we don't accept Korbanos, so we're not Moritz. See, Korban, theoretically, an animal you could accept because it's not Mekal B'Tum HaMechayim. But he wants to bring Kalim and stuff like that to the Beis Mikdash, we're not going to accept them. You know, he wants to bring a flower, we're not going to accept it. and I can bring, he wants to bring oil, wants to bring wine, and I can accept it. So you can, he can come to Beis and buy. But he comes with this nice fancy kleli. We say, you know, excuse me, can you please get that out of here? According to the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi says, we're not going to do that because of Eva. Matana to Chash, Eva Rabbi Yossi, who is a Tana which is concerned with Eva, is Rabbi Yossi, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Nipnei ma hakol nemonim al taras yayin v'shemen kol yimus hashana. Why is it that we believe the Amoritz that his wine and his oil is tor, and we accept it as the offering in the Beis Hamikdash? Is kadesh lehei kol echad ve'echad halachu b'ana b'ma la'atzma. We don't want each person going building his own b'ma. B'ma was a mizbeach where they would bring karbonis. It's a person which is in his anissa deraisa, see, of course. I mean, you're allowed to build a bama, but if you bring a carbon on it, you have chorus. And Masar Paraduma Latsim. Not only that, we trust them when it comes to Paraduma, because if we wouldn't, they'll say, well, you know, we'll make our own Paraduma. Amar Rapapa, Keman Mekablina Nhoidna Sahadusa Meyam Oritz. Keman is Kribyasi. So the more it extends that we're going to say that really we should have an argument that we shouldn't trust that more when it comes to testimony either to Eidus. But that would create an Eva situation that they're not accepted by Bez, but they didn't.
Same thing.
So create an Eva, they'll make their own legal system. So therefore, we accept Eidus from them. See Rashi.
It's funny.
It's halfway down the page.
They don't use the word hypocrites. They just say the word used the enmity. Or yeah, I mean that's how it seems to be. You know what I mean? It's not like they're saying, okay, it's just the rabbis were very deep.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the point about Eidus. Why wouldn't you accept the Eidus from an Am Haaretz?
You would. The Gemara has the one place that with that part of the chashash of the Amoritz is that he's not so careful. So maybe he got he might have missed the point in the testimony in the story, which he interpreted or he misunderstood because he's not so familiar, and he'll say, I remember him saying yes to the hasra, you know, to the hasra. He didn't get the hasra properly, or if I came to a loan. You know, there's details which a person can miss. And if you don't attach significance to them, you believe that you heard, you saw X, and you heard X, and really you don't know, because you're not familiar with details. There's a machshava from a simple zisul out of Mekalim. It says it's true. The Chazal say that there's a midrash that the Baruch Hu saw the Maseim Shal Tzadikim Shal Rishoyim. The midrash says, I'm not sure which one the Kodesh Baruch Hu likes, it has more hanah from the Maseim of the Rishoyim or the Maseim of the Tzadikim. And it brings a pause. It says, Heavy Armor, Baruch Hu likes the Maseim of the Tzadikim more. It says a funny medrash. I mean, obviously, what's it referring to? It's referring to the Averis. Now, we're comparing the Averis of the Rishoyim to the mitzvahs of Tzaddikim and Tanahavim. It's referring to the mitzvahs of Rishoyim compared to the mitzvahs of Tzaddikim. So why would I think Rishoyim likes the mitzvahs of Rishoyim better than the mitzvahs of Tzaddikim? He says the nature of Rishoyim, the nature of, you know, people which are not Tzaddikim, is that they focus on the big things. They do the big mitzvahs, you know, the big things. But the minor details, that's something which they don't be so fanatical. It has to be exactly this spot, and it has to be exactly this big, and it has to be exactly this black, and it has to be exactly this wide, and it has to be like, whatever, it's okay. The tzaddik is busy with all the details of the business. The Amoras, the Roshas, says like crazy rabbis. And the tzaddik says, you know, this is the way Roshas had to do mitzvah perfectly. So meanwhile, the Amoras, he has like all his time, and he's doing big stucker projects, and he's running charity drives, and because he's busy, but the rabbi is busy with his tefillin. So which one the Roshas like more, big stucker drives, or that your tefillin should be perfect size? That's the Medrash's question. So the Torah likes the details. Took Rashi Vodra B'ilu. Of course, that was said by a tzaddik, so you can't. Dugi Taima Ishum Chatzitza. Rielish Pshat, because it's Ishum Chatzitza. And therefore, Resolver Grossi Namik Ishar Kalim Domo. So Solomon Grossi would be equivalent to other Kalim. A malakel masechon enon to harm the kaddish will not work for kaddish, and rabba duki time at the masechon mishum erev mikvah is the problem is because they have to make sure that the there's enough large enough opening. V'hod v'sal gugusni lekel lemechish, but in the case of the sal gugusni, that's not a problem to harm. So this mechloik is rabba and rabbi lizanohi. So more says ihachi. So why not pachuma? So more answers the man karminen. Who is speaking to? Chaver, mi ano armim harozu shloyato kli b'sechli. Who are we talking to? L'chaver, dilo amorz liyosi come on the mishul. The amorz not asking any questions. Hechol tshuma lekel meichish. So by tshuma, it's not a problem. The meida yidia, the chaver knows sheer irik mikvos. So he knows how large the opening has to be. If the kli is too heavy, the inner kli, in kavod who might be in a so they'll lift it up. So Rashi learns the Morris Kasha really wasn't specifically to Rabbi Ila or to Rabbi Rava. It was like either one of them. Why is Truma different? And the answer is the Chaver knows. Or Zihachi Kaddish Nami. Akarcha the Masis and the Ktani Abuloy the Kaddish, the Chaver asking it. So you're arguing what we're talking to a chaver, because who else is coming to ask the question from the halacha what to do? Not the amoritz. Well, it must be it's the talmud chacham. What's the talmud chacham? If it's the talmud chacham, so why are you worried about kaddish also? He knows what to do. So Morris says that we're worried about the Amoritz seeing him. The word says, Shumanami Chazile Yisrael Amoritz Matvil. And I'm the Yisrael who did Amoritz was see it be tevil as such. Doubled over two Kalim together. Amishtamish by Truma, Mahakatna said, okay, he'll use it to hold Truma. And then he'll give it to the Kohen. Meanwhile, the Truma becomes tame. Tamara says, not a problem, because let me come lean on Truma mi Amoritz. We don't accept Truma from an Amoritz. El b'shas ha-gitus ha-badim shakol matarim se-kleyem al-picha chamin. At the time of the actual harvesting and processing of the wine and of the oil, so what people would give their shumas, etc. At that point in time, they would actually have the chachamim come and oversee the process of being the tower, all the kalim and the people, and they would process it and they would give it to the kohen right away. So that at that point in time, we would accept shuma from the amoritz because we oversaw the process of being the tower of them and traveling everything, etc. So we were on top of things. Kid not. But afterwards, Avru HaGitas HaBadim, the time of the Gita, the Gas and the Bad, Gas is the wine vat, and the Bad is the olive press, V'yoloi Chavash of Chuma. Now they bring a barrel of wine of Chuma, or of wine a barrel of oil, after the Gitas HaBadim time, Lo Yikab Lanamim, you can't accept it from the Amor, because now it's Tameh. But during the time of the Gittus on the bottom, it's their Torah. So that's when they have a chance to give their Truma even to a Chavar. Samora says that who is this Tana? This Tana is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that this Nemon Altaris Yain B'Shemen the Kavim Yodam Yain B'Shachim B'Shemen L'Menachos will accept wine to bring as a libation and oil to use in the Menachos. The next mission is Chamer B'Truma Shabihud and Nemonim Altaris Yain B'Shemen. The Tanakhama says that then Yehuda lochas that they're neman on Taras Yain B'Shemen for Kodesh and not for Truma except for during the Shas, the Gas and the Bat. So it comes out that we're more makel for Kodesh than we are for Truma. So who is that? That's Rabbi Yossi. And why do we do that? Because otherwise, Bona Bama Latzmoy, B'Shas Yisr Bama Zemachal Shemayim, he'll bring a korban to Hashem, but he'll do it on a Bama, on a personal Mizbeach, during the time when Bamas were prohibited. Basically, there's a standing, Bamas are prohibited. Where it says, who do we accept? Edus of nowadays, Kibyasi. The verse says, we don't accept Edus from our Moritz, according to the Rabbanim.
It's an amazing concept. I mean, it goes over every, transcends everything that the rabbis have to give their opinion on, is to say, consider people's feelings. And, overwhelming, really.
You also see that being an Amoris transcends everything also.
Yeah.
So the Amor wrote,
although there has to be a point that the rabbis say, it's sort of not exactly enough is enough, but I mean, at some point, this is the way it is. And
that we do that. They were accused of being not nice. Okay, so even my truma luchara, there is the we borrow kelim from the moritz, so we borrow kelim from the moritz. So let me finish the question. And we'll tell you the problem with the question is okay. So. We said that we can that for truma you terrible a clean inside of a clean, no problem, because the chaver knows what to do. But the amoritz watching him will assume he can do the same thing, and he will not know how to do it, and he'll make end up with the truma, which is tamei. So the amoritz says, but we won't accept truma from him. The amoritz says, yeah, but we'll accept the keli from him, and we might use that keli for truma. The amoritz says, like, what exactly was the chaver mean? Because yeah, we'll borrow the keli, but we'll terrible it. So that's the challenge here in the sugya. Where do we see that we borrow kelim? And where it says itnan kli cheres matzal alakel divrei beisil. So the lacha is that a keli, if you have, let's say you have an opening, you have a mason in a room, you have an opening from one room to the next. Let's say it would be two floors. And there's an opening in the floor. So certain things, the loch is, are considered, would act as a chatzitza to block the tumah from going from the first floor where the mace is into the second floor. Kalim, which are put in that opening, would not block the tumah because the kalim will become tameh. And the rule is that Kli Tumah does not block Tumah. So the Tumah of the mace is an oil, touches the Kli, which is in the opening, and now it will not go into the second floor. You put a Kli Cheres there, Kli Cheres only makabel Tumah from inside. You put it with its bottom facing down, so the mace is only, the oil of the mace is only touching the bottom of the Kli, not the inside of the Kli. The Kli remains stored. And it will block the Tumah from going to the second floor. Therefore, everything on the second floor, Bishalol says, will be tore. Kicheres matzal alako. It blocks all everything in the second floor is tore. It saves everything. Mishem Rambam and a matzal el al oichlim val mashkin val kicheres. No, so the kelim and the people which are on the second floor are tamei. The food and the drink and the kicheres are tore. So, Amar lahem beisila veshame, that if they ma, why? I mean, if the Kli is Torah, it says that everything is not. It's not Torah. Everything is Tumah. This differentiation sounds strange. So Amru Lahem Beishamai. Neshu Tomei Al Gavi Amoritz, because the Kli Cheres could be Tomei because from an, could be, it's Kli of an Amoritz and it's considered Tomei. Ve'en Kli Tomei Chaitzis. So the Kli doesn't act as a Chatzitza. Amru Lahem Beishamai. You retire the oichel mashkim and the other kli cheres in the second floor. When we were said that the food and the drink and the kli cheres are tor, is le'atzmoi tiharnu. That we were retired for the amoritz because the chaver is not going to except food or drink or kli cheres from an amoritz. When the taros a kli shetarosay lechov aloy, if you retire a kli, regular kli, so I'll let on all the chover will borrow the kli from the amoritz. Really, the kli is tomei because the kli of an amoritz is really tomei, and therefore it does not block, and the kelim are tomei. The chaver will not know that and will assume that it's tor and use it. Whereas Erchel Mamashkim we're not going to accept from the Amoritz, so the Amoritz believes it's Kelim or Tor. So we'll say, listen, Rabbi, my Kelim is Tor, so my Kelim is Tor, everything up there is fine. He said, no, only Erchel Mamashkim, because like, what's the worst you could have? So he'll believe that it's okay and use it. Whereas we're never going to take it from anyway. If you tell him this Kli is Tomei, he says, Rabbi, you're Tomei. I was very careful with you. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Boishim Direchim Beisham. I find your words embarrassing. They're so like illogical. I find them embarrassing. So what results? It comes out with the following strange halacha. After, so you have like this, you have a woman up in the second floor kneading dough in the kneading trough. So Isha Losha Bareva, Isha Bareva Tameyim Shiva. The woman and the Reva are Tamei 7 days, and they need the ashes of the Paraduma to matara them. But both say Torah, and the dough is Torah. Lugin Molim Mashkin. You have a wooden barrel full of liquid. Lugin Tomei Tumah Shiva. So the Keli is Tomei, a tumor which needs a 7-day Tahara process, and the ashes of the Paraduma. Umashkin Tahara, and the liquid is Torah. Now, if that's called logical, I'll eat my hat. Like, it doesn't make any sense. if the keli is tomei, it's matame the things inside of the keli. So how can you tell me the keli is totally tomei and the food is tor? Nidulay talmid echad mitamin beisham. One of the tamin beisham connected with him. They met and he's talking to him. Omerloy, he said, Armelukot Taiman shall be shame. I'll explain it to you. Omerloy Amor. He says, Omerloy, Kli Tome, Chaitzitz, or Enochitz. Omerloy, Enochitz, a Klebish Tome, is not Chaitzitz. Kli Shalom, or it's Tome or Tor. Is a Klebish Tome, or it's Tome or Tor. Omerloy Tome. He says, Vimata Armerloy Tome, Klumashkech Alecha. Does he believe you when you say it's Tome? Tells him that it's Kaili is Tome. He'll tell you back. Shali Torah b'shalchot tamei. The rabbi, no, yours is tamei. Mine's Torah. Vizel time and shabbos shama. So he perceives that his keli is Torah. He will continue to act as if the keli was Torah, and if everything is just a chatzitza, and he will tell you that his food and drink are Torah. But you know that their case keli is tamei and the food is drink are tamei. But a keli from him you might borrow. And the Morris is, we'll hold it here, but the Morris would say that, so why is that better? The Morris is because, you know, so you borrow a keli from him, you always tovel it. Klicheris is not much you can't tovel. A keli you can tovel. The problem is you won't realize that there's a problem over here of 7 day tomb of mace. That's already afraid that the chaver who borrows it will not be, hold it, borrow it, tovel it, and use it. He will be aware that meanwhile this is in a situation where it needed a full process of 7 days, and you don't borrow keli for 7 days. He'll be able to do that if he needs to. So that's why